Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, but you can call me Cleo. I am here to tell you about one of my faves right now, which is on Netflix called Hollywood for Cleo's Movie Review every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. This is something special to me because we got to be a part of it. It is created by Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan, and how I got to be a part of Hollywood was that in partnership with Netflix for a limited time, they actually got to use our partner salon, which was absolutely amazing. The cast and crew was amazing, but let me dive right into Hollywood. This is what Hollywood would have been had people have been given a chance to be themselves, not hide behind the curtain, and just simply be in the room. They have some amazing, amazing stars in this, and it's a must-see. It's not for someone who is caught up in certain beliefs. If that's what you believe about any person of color, any person of the gay community, a gay, lesbian, whatever background, if you have any quarrels towards these people, you may not want to watch this show. That's all I gotta say. If you're a little too caught in the closet or whatever the case may be, a little pent up about certain things you see, you may not want to see it. But if you are real about what's going on in the world today, if you are real about equality, if you are real about equal representation, I think this is something you definitely want to see. The executive producers are Ryan Murphy, Ian Brennan, Darren Criss, David Corensetwit, Jeremy Pope, and the writers are Ryan Murphy, Ian Brennan, Jeanette Mock Riley, Smith, Hernando, Bonsuelo, and the creators, of course, are Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan. But it was a delight, and I mean, it's quarantine, COVID-19 ready. If you want to binge on old Hollywood like you really should, this is the way to do it. It's talking about the real deal, what people actually went through, because they have old school actors that they are portraying in this film. And if you see it, you get a glimpse of a few of the things that people had to do, a few of the things that people had to do in Hollywood to actually make it here. And when I say it is no joke in making it here, it is no joke in making it here. I don't care what you're doing. You better be ready, because you are going to go through, and this is talking about it. And it's up to you on how you want to make it work. Now, in the makeup department, I'm going to have to highlight this. My goodness. The makeup department is ridiculous. Kim Ayers, Michelle Sigla, Tanya Cookingham, George Guzman, Karen Jackson, Aaron Kruger, Makash, Yena Cruz, Erica Adams, Abby Lyle, Laverne Caracuzzi, Ali Keck, Sapphire Misha Starks, y'all are ridiculous in this film. I started out, of course, in hair and makeup in film and television. And when I say I got to walk on set and look at what they were using in the trailer, absolutely amazing. Vintage tools for vintage hair. And the wardrobe department, Lord have mercy. When I say they looked regal, they looked like, oh my, this is old Hollywood right here. When I say they looked great, they looked absolutely great. And so I'm going to give a shout out on this film to the wardrobe department. Rebecca Lee Adams, Chloe Webb, Susie Freeman, Edward Garcia, Adam Gardet, Brianna Hefner, Gabriel Jordan, Benjamin Kaufner, Janine McKernan, David Profeta, Kit Pistol Scarbo, Rick Spencer, my boy and my client. I love his beautiful, beautiful locks. And he got to get his done by yours truly. And Wendy Greener, Ivy Duran, Diane Kranz, April Kruger, Raquel Love, Kaden O'Keffe, Hillary Parkin, Azalea Snell, Savannah Tetra, Suzanne Block, Elizabeth Estevrig, Natalia Gattatini, Zandra Harding, Regine Lynn Harris, Emily Morin, Andrew M. Nelson, Lindsay Newton, Katie Rittman. I mean, y'all are absolutely amazing in this wardrobe department. I mean, the clothes. Oh, it just took you back. When I seen them walk in, my God, I stepped back in time. And the hair, the makeup, my gosh. I was totally in awe. I see why Ryan and his crew, why they do so well. He does not play. And can I say he does a job with, good job with treating his staff well. So other than the full cast and crew and the writers and creators, if you believe in making your way and doing something more than what you've been given and represented as, this is something for you to see. So I'm going to claim this one as a must-see here on Cleo's Movie Review on Cleopatra Memphis Studios for live action, live camera in action, for live camera in action, all the time here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And until next time, people, I want you to be great. And if you want to call in and talk about it, feel free to do so at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And we are hosted by Blog Talk Radio in New York. You know it, New York, New York. And I'm here in LA from my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. Talk to y'all later and be great again.